This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
Was it Howie or Susan that said that they're not focused about the World Series?
We're focused about today. Yep.
I got to be honest with you. That's because the fact is that the fans are feeding all this other fire other places.
Listen, again, it's not enough to get worked up over. But here I am and color me, you know, the fool. I thought it was all because the Mets had the team meeting. I thought that was what turned their season around. When Lindor and Martinez spoke,
Pete was
at the hospital.
No, it was Jorge Lopez's glove going with the stainless.
Yeah, why don't I have him come back? What's he doing now? He can throw out the first pitch, game three.
Throw out the first glove.
Yeah, that's what you want to see. The rally pimp, you could get him for a game.
I like the rally pimp. I had no problem with the rally pimp. I think he's funny.
And then Hoff Tua, he could have his girl throw out the first pitch.
What they should do is they should have like an Apple costume and the Apple in center field. Like if you're going to go like, you know, you're going to lean into animation. Or fictitious characters.
What do you mean?
Make Apple Man. Apple Man to Grimace. I bust out Apple Man. I mean, really, why stop the Grimace?
Dun, 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 dun. There he is. It's Apple Man. Oh, he's coming in from center field. The apple rises. He just, a man comes at him and flies to center field.
Just like Billy Joel popped in from the sky in 86. Well, Billy Joel, he sang the national anthem.
Apple Man.
That guy who came in with the Let's Go Mets sign. And got arrested when he landed, you know, on the field with the parachute, flying Apple Man, and then call it a day. You got the Apple turnover at McDonald's, so you got the Apple Man.
Oh, God.
Cousin.
Apple Man. All right. BT and Sal, the fan, will continue with your calls here in just a second. 888-808-1019. One thing I was thinking about, BT, just looking at the schedule here, because obviously it's been chaos. We got the Mets tonight. Yeah, the Yankees standalone last night, Mets standalone tonight, and then you have both teams playing tomorrow and both teams playing on Friday.
Yep.
Potential Yankee game Saturday. We don't know. We'll see if that series goes five. But I was thinking about it. Can the World Series get moved up at this point in the season if, let's say, the Mets or Dodgers wrap it up in five and the Yankees sweep the Guardians?
Yeah, 100%. So if both league championship series wrap up and conclude no later than Saturday, which would...
So no later than
no
Saturday.
No later than Saturday.
So that would mean the Mets-Dodgers ending in five and the Yankees ending in five.
In five as well. So both Saturday ending in five. Yeah. Both ending in five. Then the World Series gets bumped up from... up to Tuesday, October 27th. October 22nd, rather than Friday, October 25th, which is what now and where Game 1 is scheduled. So Game 1 right now.
So it's only going to be either the 22nd or the 25th?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. So right now, it's Friday, October 25th, Game 1. If both of these series wrap up no later than Saturday, then the World Series gets moved up to Tuesday, which is the only other option. It wouldn't be Wednesday or Thursday. It's Tuesday the 22nd, or Friday the 25th.
And then if it is, let's say it does get moved up to the 22nd, do you have the rest of the days it would be?
If it gets moved up to the 22nd, I don't. I just have
if it stands true to the form.
Then it would be the 22nd is a Tuesday.
Right.
So it would be Tuesday game one, Wednesday game two, off travel day.
Right.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
This is why I was asking, because, I mean, if it's Mets-Yankees, then whatever, all the games are going to be local. But for the Mets perspective, you know, like I have the Mets strip or tickets and thinking about going to the game.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the neck if they make the World Series and it's not, like, the Mets have not had a home weekend playoff game. And they will not if the series is not moved up. But if it does get moved up to Tuesday,
okay. Then
they will have Friday, Saturday, Sunday all at Citi Field, which just makes it easier
to go to. Not only makes it easier, it just gives you more. I mean, Am I 100% sure there'd be more energy on a Friday than a Tuesday, depending upon the game? But you just think Friday, Saturday, Sunday, people more lubed up,
a little more rowdy. That's true. Friday
night. Oh my God!
Friday night,
Saturday night.
The Yankees have had
tailgate on Sunday, watching football, getting ready to go watch the Mets in a World Series.
Yankees have also not had a home weekend game, right? So far,
let me see. Home weekend.
Oh no, was one of them Sunday?
Hang on. No, they had a home weekend game. Game one. First round against the Royals was Saturday night.
Because I went to game two, which was Monday.
Yes.
Right, so they did have one on Sunday.
Yeah.
And as it's lined up, they would have, if the World Series stands true to what it is now on that Friday, then they would, in fact, have game one Friday
and game two Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.